Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh, here we go, Kelly.
I know, this is going to be a fun one. Yeah.
Another day, another show. And again, we always just want to give a shout out to everyone who's listening and who's engaging with our extraordinary guests. We take a lot of time to behind the scenes, like look for really dynamic people that are doing research or they're pioneers in their field. And we want this show to be very relevant in people's lives, and we want people to take action on, you know, what they're listening to. And so we're really excited for our show today. You know, much like many of our shows, we're introducing people, we're introducing methodology and concepts that you truly may never have heard of or even could even imagine. And our guest today is going to definitely, I think, spark a lot of interest and curiosity. So who are we with today, Kelly?
Today we are with Tom Palladino from Scalar Light Research.
Tom. And we don't even really know.
Yeah, I was about to say, Tom, means, but... yeah, normally I can ramble on about this. And this is, the floor is yours, Tom. We are so excited and we're curious. I mean, talk about a show that of just absolute curiosity. And some of the pictures you showed us in our pre-interview, just fascinating. You guys, hold on for the next hour. This is going to be a great ride. Tom, the floor is yours. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to be where you're at today.
Okay, Kelly, Brian, thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm going to speak about a new technology, scalar energy, scalar light technology, which is not electricity. We're going to take you down the road of Nikola Tesla and other incredible scientists who discovered that there's a second energy, there's a second dimension, scalar energy, zero point energy, consciousness. There is a second dimension, and I work in that other dimension of scalar energy. And I've developed instruments. This is one of the instruments that I work with. I've developed instruments that control scalar energy. This is not an electrical instrument. This is a scalar energy instrument. And with this instrument, I can produce favorable results. I can work with people and produce what I call quantum health, or an improvement in informational health. We'll get into that. This is a scalar energy instrument.
Wow. And so, Tom, is scalar the word something that you came up with, or was that something that Tesla discovered years ago? Or tell us a bit about that word in particular.
Yeah, that's right. We have to define our term, scalar energy, scalar light. It's, that term is in vogue today. It usually denotes another type of energy outside the electromagnetic spectrum. So scalar energy could be used in a synonymous sense to torsion energy or Tesla energy or pyramid energy. All of those terms are, or chi, prana, all of those terms are synonymous. So this is such a new science, we haven't had a definitive dictionary yet around this new science to describe the properties and the laws of this science. So for now, I call it scalar light.
And so would this be, you know, I love that you kind of set that picture, because I think maybe a way for a broader audience to relate to this would be, you know, when you're in your car thinking about that friend that you hadn't talked to in 10 years, and then they text you 5 minutes later and you're like, how did that happen? Would that be in the realm of what you're talking about?
Exactly. You have expertise in this already, Brian. You're an expert.
I was going to say, Brian, nice job, man.
Not my first rodeo in this.
No, it's not your first rodeo.
This is consciousness. Scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe. It's chi, it's prana. Some people call that the Akashic Record. Others call that the movement of the Holy Spirit. Mm. Some people call that omnipresence. All of those terms, likewise, could be synonymous terms. So the point is this. We're working in the vast, infinite informational system of the universe. And the reason why you could hone in on a friend who's going to call you or communicate with you, that is probably a scalar energy connection over time, over space. It transcends time and space. So that information came to you of an associate, of a friend that you just had picked up by the, what, Akashic Record, or by this intelligence of the universe.
Right. And, you know, this is such an interesting topic. And I think it's something that feels out of reach for a lot of people, because they kind of put it in the realm of, I'll never understand how or why. It's just something that people are aware of. But what I really want people to garner from our conversation with you today is that, much like Tesla did, he was able to actually build, and I'm not sure if the word control is appropriate, but he was able to build and create environments and structures for energy. And he was able to, you know, have patents, and he did, I mean, there's so much to the work that he did. And I see that you're taking that approach today. You're saying, okay, there's this thing, the chi, the omnipresence, that law of attraction, but how do we prove it, or how do we explain it scientifically? Would that be kind of your realm?
I'm trying to do that, but the fact that
I'm trying to do that. I love it.
It's not taught by academia. Very few people have this type of instrumentation, so nobody has my hands-on experience. These are custom-built instruments, so I'm a pioneer. Tesla was a pioneer with what he discovered. He was the first one to control scalar energy. I can probably say that there's fewer than 10 researchers who've developed scalar energy instruments and who have been able to work remotely through this paradigm anywhere in the world through this scalar energy matrix or the scalar energy information system. So what am I getting at? I can only count maybe 10 experts. Others who've found their way into this field have not created scalar energy instruments. The key element is this. Do you have a prototype? Do you have a functioning scalar energy instrument that works exclusively with scalar energy, that does not work with electricity? This is not an electrical instrument. It's a scalar energy instrument. So to get that out of the way, this is quite indeed groundbreaking research of Tesla, and I'm following in his footsteps.
And so I'd love for you to walk us back a little bit, Tom, because now we've kind of set the stage that, you know, you're really pioneering a field, and you're walking in some footsteps that are pretty large there with Mr. Tesla. But why are you doing this? Like, what happened in your experience of life? Was it something at 5 years old, or was it, just walk us through, like, how does someone discover this path in life?
Well, it's like you say on your website that you became this research and passion during your undergraduate years. So in your undergraduate, I mean, that's ages 18 to 22. That's young for you to be just so plugged in and saying, I need to do this, and to follow this frequency and this thought pattern. I mean, that comes from within.
It does. It's a gift from God. I'm glad you see that, Kelly. This is really mysticism. Now, what am I getting at? These great inventors, how did they receive this knowledge? How can you create an instrument like this? It's through God's knowledge, God's wisdom. And this is what I've always enjoyed, that sense, that degree of mysticism. So, yes, as a youngster, I studied Tesla. And then I decided, once I went to school, college, that I wanted to model my career after invention and after discovery. And it's been a 20, 30-year trek. It's not easy, because everything I've discovered is essentially groundbreaking. There is no textbook. So why am I doing this? I'm doing this to help mankind and to glorify God. I'm very I'm very much a staunch Christian in that sense. I want to see the world improve. And with this technology, we can improve the world condition.
So, Tom, can I ask, are you one of these people who looks at a car and sees parts that work together and you can kind of take it apart and put it together? Because there are very specific people that can do that. I look at a car and I go, I kind of like that one, but I like the other one that looks better. And I think it might get me from A to B faster or safer or cooler looking. You know what I mean? It's like, are you one of those people that can, are you a builder?
Yes, at least in theory. I'm more of a theoretician than I am an engineer. Now, I had the good favor, the good fortune to find an American inventor. His name was Galen Hieronymus. I never met him, but I met his wife back in 1993, and I was able to purchase Scalar Energy Instruments. And the instrument that I have today has been modeled after his work. So with a group of engineers, we've improved. This is the existing prototype as of today, 2023. But going back to the work of Galen Hieronymus, my predecessor, he achieved a U.S. patent, and actually a Canadian patent, for this type of Scalar Energy Instrument. So this is, if you will, this is a small group of researchers. We follow up with each generation. I by no means am I the originator of this type of instrumentation, but I have perfected it. And the protocols that I have now introduced, the protocols are mine, work. And we'll get into that, and we'll see how favorable the outcome is.
So that kind of brings up an interesting point. Is Scalar Energy acknowledged by, let's say, like NASA or some of our, you know, deeper government associations?
Funny you should have watched Tom's energy change when you started to ask that question. That was great.
The shoulder shift.
Yeah, the shoulder shift, the eyes, and the everything else.
Yeah, but you see my demeanor. But grudgingly, it is emitted by the military-industrial complex. Well, what am I getting at? This is energy from the sun and the stars. This is free energy. And this is why it's not promulgated today. What Tesla was working with was free energy devices. My predecessor, Hieronymus, even though he has secured a U.S. patent, it went nowhere. Why? Because free energy is a threat to the military-industrial complex. So my instruments, I can work with anybody in the world with these free energy instruments, and I can send quantum energy at any distance. Well, that's a free energy device. But no government, or nor has anybody in academia approached me, because this upsets the paradigm. This is a threat to the monopolies.
It's a disruptor.
It is.
Well, and if you can't control it and label it and brand it and make lots of money with it, what's the point, right?
Exactly.
Well done, Mr. Mariani.
That's the drawback. This is why Tesla's advances later in his life, his inventions, were mostly scalar energy inventions. He called them radiant energy. Well, why aren't we using those free energy devices? It's because there is a concerted effort to keep people in the dark. I guess the pun is intended.
Absolutely.
What a shame. It's this technology is, though, making its way into mainstream. You cannot suppress the truth forever. Thank God we have the internet. You know, Nikola Tesla was ostracized. He did not have a means of mass media. He could not, if you will, disseminate his research by way of the internet. If he had the internet today, we would have been living in a different world, a different lifestyle. We have to catch up, though.
And my guess, Tom, is that you're being called and others are being called and more will be called to continue what Tesla started now, because to your point, we are in a new age and we are in a place where information can move a lot wider than maybe ever before. And so, you know, with Tesla, there's this whole thing between Tesla and Edison, where Edison did 1% of the invention, but he was able to take advantage of and be known for almost 100% of the acknowledgement, even though Tesla did all the work, which I'm sure you know all about. But as we move into segment two, we really want to talk about how you have garnered enough experience to be one of the leaders and pioneers of this field today. And we really want to dive into how people can access it. I'm sure you made this statement earlier where you're compelled through your own belief system to really have this be available to as many people as possible. So we'll be back in segment two. We're with Tom Palladino. This is the Being Curious Show. See you soon.
Hello. And we're back. 3, 2, 1, boop. Paper, rock, scissors, go. I was starting to talk, but I didn't see the on-air little thing going on. So it's like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're back. The real world of radio. Isn't it amazing? Kelly and Brian.
It's so fun.
Brian and Kelly with Tom. Tom, you're fascinating, man. And I'm seeing all the beautiful, your team here, there, and everywhere really supporting you, bringing this in the light. So thank you. I really, really thank you. Now, you guys were showing some pictures behind the scenes. What were you guys talking about?
Yeah. Well, once again, we're working with Tesla Energy. And as free energy devices, I'm able to demonstrate how this energy can be used at least immediately in a local setting to illuminate light bulbs. Now, I'm going to hold this up. I'm going to let the audience take a look. That's a Tesla instrument, a scalar energy instrument. And at the very bottom, you could see Tesla coils. And I'm holding in my hand light bulbs. Now, those light bulbs are not plugged into anything. So I'm illuminating. I can illuminate objects immediately in a local environment.
Huh.
So you're... I'm like, for those listening on the radio.
Yeah, because we're both nodding. Brian and I are like leaning in and like nodding.
So for everyone who's just listening, Tom is holding up a picture. It looks like he's sitting on a floor and he's holding up light bulbs close to what I could call like a Tesla generator. Would people be able to relate to that, Tom?
Correct. They're Tesla coils, yes.
Tesla coils.
They look like the size of like a stainless steel coffee mug that people, like a travel mug.
Like a little Yeti.
Yeah.
But there might be people that could relate to this. There was a very, very good movie that was made years ago, The Prestige, where they actually build one of the characters about Tesla. And they show this in the movie. He's got all these light bulbs that are like scattered around his yard, or what they're saying is Tesla's place, and they illuminate, and there's no plug. And you know what I'm talking about, Tom?
Yes. Apparently, Tesla in Colorado Springs built a scalar energy tower in 1899, and he was able to plant in the ground light bulbs. And when he turned this instrument on, the light bulbs illuminated. So scalar energy somehow traveled to those light bulbs without a wire, and that was wireless transmission of energy, and Tesla could illuminate light bulbs that were planted in the ground. Now, he did that to demonstrate wireless transmission of energy, but also the ground, the earth, is a ground. It would not support an electrical charge. So you really have to look at this carefully. Why did those light bulbs illuminate when they're planted in the ground? Well, it wasn't electricity. Because the ground would have negated that electrical charge. That was a scalar energy experiment that was successful in illuminating light bulbs at a distance when those light bulbs were planted in the earth.
And this was in 1899.
What year? Yeah, what year did you say that was?
1899. Tesla started experimenting with scalar energy in Colorado Springs. He built a laboratory. And if you look very closely, there's no power station around. There was one in town. But Tesla was able to harness scalar energy at that altitude and convert it, if you will, into this wireless transmission of energy. So that, in my estimation, was the first scalar energy instrument that I've ever seen. And it was quite peculiar. Many times he would have the instrument on, and if there was a moth flying by that instrument, by that tower, the moth would have a corona, a green corona, would be enveloped in some type of a green, if you will, energy field. And that was quite peculiar because obviously that wasn't an electrical field. Tesla was demonstrating that scalar energy would illuminate, in this case, a moth flying by close to the vicinity of his scalar energy tower.
And so how is it that, you know, that you know those details? And of course, you know, the producers of that movie knew that story. Is there, what documentation do we have from that?
You've got to study. And I'm not being condescending. If you study this for 30 years, you're going to learn something. I've been at it that long. You have to read Tesla's notes from Colorado Springs. There is a book out that details his notes. Then you have to start piecing this together, and you have to start saying to yourself, how was it that Tesla in Colorado Springs could control lightning? Well, you can control lightning because lightning is a scalar energy discharge. Oh, I have photographs I can show your audience of scalar energy embodying in a lightning bolt. So this all calls to mind the free energy of the cosmos. Even lightning is a scalar energy phenomenon.
So I think there might be an obvious, there's probably two obvious questions coming into people's minds, because I'm sure we're all connected thinking similar things. One, why did this not grow into an industry? That's kind of, we don't need to spend a whole lot of time there. But I think the second one is worth talking about, which is this scalable?
Yes. Yes. Now, before we get into it, I have to lay the ground rules. When I work with people with these instruments, I work with a photograph. This is quantum healing. This is not a biological process. It's an informational process. My photograph has a scalar energy force field. There are a signal on it. I actually place my photograph inside an instrument, and the instrument makes a connection with my aura, my spirit, or my quantum field. Call it what you will. So people bilocate to my laboratory. I place a photograph of a person inside my instrument. It's sort of like teleportation or bilocation. Now, if I can work with one photograph a day, then I can work with many photographs. Is this scalable? Yes. I can work with one photograph. The instrument can work with 2-3 million photographs a day.
And in your, you know, I'm not going to ask you to be like detail specific, but approximately, let's take a common American block of homes, not in a city. What kind of instrument, how big would need to provide energy for a normal suburb block? You're on mute, Tom. Sorry.
And you just said something interesting, so you've got to repeat yourself.
If I could demonstrate this locally in my laboratory, right, let's call that a magnification of 1x. Now, if I can increase this magnification, magnify the scalar wave 1,000-fold or 1,000,000-fold, then I should be able to illuminate a city. And that's what I'm working on. So I have the very quintessence. I understand scalar energy. I have the scalar wave perfected. I have the instrument perfected. I don't have the magnifying glass perfected. I have to be able to amplify this energy. And once I can amplify this, instead of just illuminating light bulbs, I can illuminate a building or a city.
And again, I'm not going to call you into being specific, but what do you think, based on your current research today, how do you think that could be possible?
With quartz crystal. I've discovered that quartz crystal is a natural amplifier of scalar energy. Now, I just have to figure out the right geometry with quartz crystal and place my instrument in a quartz setting or surround my instrument with quartz crystal. And that certain geometry will lend itself to the magnification of a scalar wave. So if I'm right now, if I'm at 1x, if I've developed this scalar wave and it's perfect, I have what I would consider the very quintessence of a scalar wave. All I have to do is amplify now, much like a loudspeaker. If you could go to a soccer stadium and you could speak on a loudspeaker and everybody in the stadium could hear you. So I have to magnify the signal. That's what I have to do now.
So, Tom, I'm a crystal girl. Like, I went digging in Arkansas, and quartz crystals, woo, those are fun. So I normally put on a different necklace for every show, and I'm not going to be able to zoom in, but today I'm wearing just a single quartz crystal, and I never just wear a single quartz crystal. So, hello.
That is so cool, Kelly. I love that. And I can back that up. That is very, very true.
That's the scalar connection. You were communicating at a distance.
And so, Tom, I don't want to get lost in the energy piece, because I know that the healing capacity is really, really important to you. And so talk us through some of I'll use the word favorite just because I think that's relatable. Like, share some of your favorite experiences with healing, you know, using this technology.
Okay. Now, everything I'm going to speak about in application is a straightforward approach without the need of human reasoning. Why? Because we're working with energy, and energy is of a mind of itself. So what am I getting at? In order for me to instruct this instrument to destroy a virus or seek out a virus, I use a photograph of a virus. This is the Epstein-Barr virus. So in application, if I took this photograph and placed it inside my scalar energy instrument, the instrument would pick up the signature on that virus and would destroy it, or would at least interpret the DNA of Epstein-Barr and then send that intelligence into a person. So in application, how does this work? If I take my photograph and place it inside an instrument, the instrument will understand the molecular geometry of Epstein-Barr and then broadcast that information into my body, seeking out and destroying Epstein-Barr. So a photograph of a microbe is the information to download it into my quantum field, not my biological field. It's all informational. And I can seek out and disassemble the molecular bonds of Epstein-Barr by way of a scalar energy instrument instructed by a photograph of Epstein-Barr.
So if you can do that with Epstein-Barr, that opens up Pandora's box of all the other things that you can do. And that's in our next segment, we're really going to dive deeper into your programs and how to work with you. But scalarlight.com, you guys, it's... Your programs,
Tom,
are just amazing.
I want to ask this question. I hope it's worth asking. In the health and healing field, people have to be very careful about what they say, because we have systems in place that are very, very careful about what you can say about certain things. And so, do you feel like you're operating completely outside of that system, or do you have to be very careful about your language and things like that?
You're correct. I am operating outside that system. Why? I only work with photographs. I've never worked with a human being in my life. The instruments only work with photographs. Now, keep in mind, my photograph is my second version. I bilocate, or this is my energetic copy. I don't work with biological life. I work with photographs that represent the aura or the spirit or the quantum field. So all of my work is not only legal, it's never been defined. Government.
I wanted to be very clear about that, because I think people can get very nervous around, you know, claims and all these types of things. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to share very explicitly and clearly, you're not operating in that world whatsoever. Right. You're a bridge outside of it, and you're doing all of that work in the world that people might refer to as energy or chi, or like you kind of introduced this all.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Tom, do you by chance have a testimonial or maybe even a story of a client that you worked on? You used their picture. What was their goals? And then what was the outcome? I think that'd be a beautiful way to wrap up segment two and tease us into segment three.
Okay, really quickly. We're working with an HIV clinic in Delhi, India, by way of photographs. By the way, I've never been to Delhi, India. People send me photographs from this HIV clinic. It's called Om Prakash. And everybody that we've worked with, after they send us a photograph, everybody feels better. This is their testimony. And if they have a follow-up PCR test, there's no viral load. Nobody out of the 5,000 people who've had a follow-up PCR test, nobody has a viral load for HIV.
You should have saw Brian's eyes when you said that. Now, you know, Brian's background is functional nutrition, and I can't. Well, these are the moments where we need Mr. Mariani Sr. to be like just walking across, pop in and go, hello. Well,
like I had like a brain aneurysm in that moment because I'm thinking of just people listening to this and also thinking people who are watching it, seeing my face as you shared that, because this is really, really big. This type of conversation, I think, is one of those doorways into what's possible in this next phase of the human experience. I think we have some idea around these ages of time that humans have lived through. Do we have it perfectly? I wouldn't know. But what I do know is that this conversation is very relevant today, and I think it is one of those door openings into what's possible in the future. So thank you, Tom. We're wrapping up segment two, and we really want to dive into how people can get to know you more, get in touch with you, experience this for themselves. This is the Being Curious Show. We'll be right back.
It's Kelly and Brian and Tom. 1899, you guys. 1899. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I just keep seeing those numbers like, wow. Like, oh my goodness. Okay. Scalarlight.com is Tom's website. We've talked about a lot of the background. And now we need to inform you guys on how to work with Tom. Because, like, even what we said off air, it's just like, what do you have to lose? And seriously, I'm saying this, is he not only is going to back it up with a 15-day trial, there's so many different programs. It's easy. It's painless. You can work remotely. Tom, the floor is yours. Let's talk about how people can work with you, what kind of programs. And I'm looking at your website, and it's from natural foods, female and male hormone, fat metabolism, addictive behavior, and chemical detox. I could just do a segment on that of rehab centers and all these people that are dealing with addiction. But then I love how you have that chemical detox piece to it, because a lot of the they find with addiction and those cravings is the body's in need of something and get rid of things. Digestive enzyme, mineral and precious stones. There's like all these beautiful things. And then you have a corporate program too. So, I mean, Tom, go for it. We can't wait to hear. How do people start working with you?
Okay. Now, keep in mind, all of my work is in the quantum realm through a photograph. I only work with people's photographs. So you're going to send us a bus shot, just your face. And for 15 days, we will work with you. It's a free session, no questions asked. Why? I'm all about proving. I'm all about performance. As a researcher, I prove what I'm doing. I perform. So when you send us your photograph, we're going to identify and eradicate pathogens. I've mentioned that a scalar energy instrument can break down a pathogen, the molecular bonds. We are also able to balance your chakras. Now, if this instrument is so strong that it can illuminate a light bulb, well, that's the same energy that's going to balance your seven chakras.
So, Tom, what's the importance of balancing your chakras?
That's a good point. There are seven chakras, and they're composed of scalar energy. And the best way to balance a scalar energy chakra is with a scalar energy instrument. And what do chakras do? They're points of information. we have seven major chakras. And in so doing, those chakras are points of information. They will, if you will, send out scalar energy instructions to the body. So this is why this is so important. If we balance the chakras and concomitantly the brain waves, then we are, if you will, rebalancing our aura or rebalancing our information system. Now, keep in mind, all of my work is not biological, it's informational. And I work in the quantum field through a person's photograph. So you can send us not only your photograph, but your pets and other family members. And I'd like you to receive the permission of adults if you do send in their photographs. The key is for people to experience this. That's why we offer the 15-day free trial.
So just to get really nitty-gritty in this moment, does it describe what kind of picture? Like, do I need to go out and get a professional picture taken? Does it have to be like a hard copy picture? Like, I want to get a little granular here. What is the process? Do I have to mail it to you?
All email. Go to our website. Okay. You're going to email us a photograph. The age of the photograph does not matter. The actual setting where the photograph, whether it's in your home or outside in sunlight, that doesn't matter. Scalar energy will recognize a person.
I can literally take my iPhone and I can go to my photos and I can email Tom Palladino whatever picture and I'm good. I'm rock and roll. It's good to go.
That's it. Correct.
Okay. Did everyone hear that? Do you have any idea how easy that is? We could all do that.
Absolutely. And then a part of that 15 days, tell us a little bit about the communications and the ceremony. Do they pick a program? Do you work on the chakras? Do you use your intuition in saying this is what this person needs from this photograph? Like, how do you, what does that assessment look like? And then what does those 15 days look like?
So it's a standardized session. So number one, we'll identify pathogens and break down the molecular bonds. Number two, as I mentioned, we'll actually balance or if you will, reprogram your chakras. And then the third modality is I can take photographs of micronutrients. That's a photograph of beta carotene. And when I place this photograph of beta carotene inside the instrument will recreate the formula for beta carotene inside my quantum field. So whatever you see on this photograph, that molecular structure of beta carotene is then recreated in my quantum field. So I can have the ability, I have the ability to assemble over 350 micronutrients through this instrumentation.
So are you, again, I want to make sure we're being very clear here. So are you saying you will be able to see what is missing from a nutritional standpoint in someone's physical being, and then you will be able to laser focus in on putting that nutrient from a molecular form into that body?
Right. No to that. What am I getting at?
Okay.
The instrument does all the thinking. Keep in mind that the energy, scalar energy, is this divine energy. And the energy does all the thinking. Sort of like when you turn on a light bulb. You don't have to instruct the electrons to move. Nobody instructs electrical current. That's just the nature of electricity. So this instrument, I simply turn the instrument on, and the instrument will look at my force field, look at my quantum field, and the amount of beta carotene that's needed in my quantum field will be assembled by way of this instrument. So there's no human reasoning here. This is what I like about my work. I don't diagnose. This is not a biological process. It's an informational process. And the instrument will look at the information code and send it into my information code. I can't stress this enough. This is non-physical. It's not biological. This is a different force field. We're not working with flesh and bones. We're working with spirit or quantum.
So I don't know why this just came in, and it might be relevant. It might be totally not relevant. And I'm just trying to give this relatability to people. The movies that came out, the Matrix movies, Is there anything that's relevant there or no?
You know, I've not seen that movie, but people tell me that they refer to like a force field or a bilocated version. That's what I'm working with.
Okay. Yeah.
This is not flesh and blood. If you look at me, you see my flesh and blood, but there's an aura. There's an energy field that's invisible. That's what I work with.
Yeah.
The spirit, the aura.
Yeah. 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 It's definitely, you know, when you said, so there's a whole piece to that. You know, that adventure, that story, that's all about in these kind of intelligent programs yes. that can be really good. But then, of course, there's the bad people and they write the bad programs. But to the degree about information and programs that are intelligent beyond any human kind of direction, like you were saying, lights just know how to do that. They just do it. So when it comes to that 15-day program, are you responding to that email to say, hey, you know, pathogens are gone. Your chakras have just been aligned.
Yes.
How
yes.
are you feeling? Or how does that process work?
Yeah, we explain this in quantum terms because it is indeed a non-physical informational system. But we allow people to provide their testimonies. Why? This has never been done before. The only thing we have to rely upon right now are testimonies, and that's the beginning body of evidence. This is not biological science, it's quantum science. And as such, we have to write a new textbook. Scalar Energy is a new textbook with new testimonies, with a new approach to reality.
I love it. So I think that's pretty straightforward. And I really invite everyone to take full advantage of that. As we are coming to a close here, Tom, what would your vision be for how this could come more into the light, to kind of use our analogy for this whole show?
Well, like as we're doing today by a podcast, we have to get the information out. Now, bear in mind, no government agency, no university, no think tank has ever approached me. They ignore me because what I have to present upsets the paradigm. This is a new paradigm. It's a new way of business. It's a new way of academia. And those that are ensconced in their system, they don't want to break this system. I'll say this point blank, Scalar Energy is going to make obsolete many of the business monopolies and even the academic monopolies moving forward. And there will be a pushback that, you know, there already is. So what's my point? Help me get the word out. We're all grassroots. Today we're having a conversation. I want people to go to the website, read the testimonies of people. That's the only evidence I have. Why? This is not Newtonian physics. You cannot look at this from that viewpoint and say, well, this is true or this is not true. You have to open your mind to a new quantum physics, not Newtonian physics, quantum physics. And hence, this begs a new definition. It begs a new vocabulary.
A new world, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
And I think for me, having had access to a lot of these very innovative technologies because of just my adventure in this life. And I know Kelly can certainly say the same. What do you think? Let's fast forward 50 years from now and let's say that this type of methodology and this type of technology does become more accessible. How do you think that impacts everyday life? Like, do you have an imagination of how different things would be? Can you kind of paint that picture?
Yes, it will liberate mankind. Now, much of the work we're doing today is still manual labor or it has to be programmed. Keep in mind that this instrument does the thinking for me. This instrument allows me to work with millions of people by way of their photographs. So this is the multiplier effect. So what am I getting at? This will be a free energy world It will be a clean road. We won't have pollution. There's no pollution from this non-chemical energy. And nobody will have to work more than 15 hours a week. Why? Work will be made obsolete by these instruments. These instruments will do our work or will make work obsolete.
And by work, you mean like everything from the physicality of building a car to like writing a book?
Yeah. For instance, there was a great Russian scientist, one of the few experts in scalar energy, who developed an anti-gravity instrument. Now, if we had anti-gravity today, imagine the money we could save on gas, on oil, on cars, and how efficient this would be to work with anti-gravity. His name is Viktor Grebennikov. Well, that's where we're going. So if you overcome gravity, you no longer have that impediment. Well, that makes life easy. Here, let me show you this. This is a photograph of Grebennikov on his anti-gravity platform. And you could see his shadow here. He's levitating. Now, if we have anti-gravity instruments, you could ship something across the sea in a half an hour. It solves all transportation problems. It's free energy. It's anti-gravity. You can't have a collision in an anti-gravity atmosphere.
And so, Tom, as we wrap up...
I was about to say, that like gets its own show. We bring up anti-gravity at a minute 30 before we wrap up a show. It's awesome.
People are going to be so mad. They're going to be like, really? You're shutting it down now? So scalarlight.com, Tom Palladino, what would you like to leave our audience with?
Scalar energy, scalar light will liberate mankind. This is a grassroots opportunity. Now, I don't attach myself on purpose to government, big business, academia, because there's so much corruption. But I will work with anybody who's honest and who wants to help mankind. So I'm sure there's many people in the listening audience who are honest and want to help mankind. Try the 15-day free session. If you like it, then contact me. We're going to change the course of history with Scalar Light.
Thank you, Tom. You heard it right here. Kelly?
Oh my gosh.
How are we going out?
I don't even know how to wrap this one up, you guys. This is amazing. Okay. Tom Palladino, scalarlight.com, you guys. Just check it out. Be curious. That's all we ask. Be curious for 15 days. What do you have to lose? You send your picture and Tom works on you, of course, with all of his technology. And we're curious. Oh my goodness. Tom, thank you so much today. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I really see that you're bringing a lot of light into the world. And we're so grateful for you. Today has been an amazing show. On behalf of Brian and Kelly and Tom, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Have a great one.